Joe Thomas.
Hey, lady, it's Scott. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good, good. Rumor has it the young man might be back at work.
Not really.
No,
been here today.
Oh, has he been in all this week?
Yeah, he was in Monday some and yesterday some. And he might be in here after he gets the kids all situated. One of them had a doctor's appointment. One of them a dentist appointment. It's like, why do you schedule these things during school time, you know?
A lot of them can't be scheduled later in the day or on the weekend. It's,
yeah, but a dentist appointment, you can schedule that, 6 months ahead, you know, after school.
Why isn't his wife taking these kids to their appointments? She don't have a job, right?
Well, you have to hear this. Monday, when she went to get Jocelyn from school, and, you know, the kids can't ride the bus. You know, although Irina rides the bus. She likes to ride it, but the other two, they can't do that. So they made Izzy go with her, and all she did was bitch and moan the whole time, practically threw a fit. I don't feel good. My head hurts. Okay. Put a sock in it and shut up. That's my thinking. But no, so yesterday Luke had to go get Jocelyn from school because they couldn't make Izzy go because, you know, she's been through so much. I said, getting in a car and riding out to the high school, which takes 10 minutes and back, you know. So he had to stay home today, you know, because Vanessa was probably taking the kids to their appointment, so he had to stay home with Izzy today. You can't bring her in here so you could work. So,
yeah.
You love your family, you want to take care of your family, but how are you going to feed your family if you don't have a job, you know?
I know.
So, but besides that, we're fine. Didn't mean to lay all that on you.
No, I get it. I just, man, it's just frustrating on this end, too. Makes me love my wife even more, so.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so. But, you know, I want to say, to be really blunt, grow a pair and stand up to her.
So just take the kid, the two older daughters, and go to her house and leave them with the young one and be done with it.
Yeah, do it. I would say do it. Go. But, you know, I know why he loves his family. He wants to, you know, be the best he can. But it's just like when she was in this hospital, I understand that she needs a break, and that's strenuous, sitting in there all day long, you know. But before, when they did it, he came to work, and then when he got off, he went over there, and then that way she could have a break for, you know, 2 or 3 hours, and then he would come back and, you know, take care of the kids and the ones left here. But for whatever reason, this time he had to sit over there with her. I mean, he wasn't in here for 2 weeks. And, you know, as much as I think we're all trustworthy, we are, and we're trying to do the best we can, it's still not good when the owner's not available, you know, for seeing people once in a while.
Right.
But, you know, as Mike tells me, it's not your problem. Go to work, do your job, and leave it there. And he's right. I should. So I should stop bitching about it and shut up.
Yeah, it just sucks all the way around. What are you going to do?
Yeah. Well, it's rough on him, too, you know. I mean,
no, I know. I don't know what I would do in that situation. But.
Yeah. Yeah, if she would have been deathly ill, I could have seen it. But she's laying in a hospital bed 24/7. There's nothing wrong with her. I mean, you know what I mean. There's nothing. There's,
right.
There's no emergency to be there for it. That's what I kind of don't get. But, oh well. So, did you just want to talk to him, or did you need something?
Oh, no, I'm good. I got
okay.
So, it's not a big deal. I was just checking in to make sure he's okay. So I will check in with him another day, and you keep your head up. Things are going to get better.
Okay. Yeah,
right,
they will. All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye, Jim.